Valley Truck and Tractor, this is Paula.
Hey Paula, is John there?
He is not. He's out of town.
Out of town, okay. Maybe you can point me in the right direction. Does he happen to have like a controller or CFO or anything like that?
We do have a CFO.
CFO. Is the CFO available by any chance?
He is. His name is Alan.
Alan. Great. Uh-huh. If you could transfer me, that'd be great.
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Alan.
Hey, Alan. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you on an offer that we sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not, but we based it off some lending you guys did with Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for equipment financing and working capital, and I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see if you guys had anything coming up at all as we get closer towards the end of the year.
You know, we really don't. You know, most of the financing of the equipment that we sell is going through John Deere.
Okay.
And so, you know, and there may be just a little bit in-house, but for the most part, that's really all we're doing.
Right, gotcha. And for your, you guys do a lot of commercial work, right? You guys have a lot of customers.
Sure.
Do they come in and ever look for financing, or they usually come in with some financing plans already done, or, you know?
Well, I mean, they do come in, and, you know, quite often when you're buying a, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 tractor, they're looking to finance some of it, but,
right.
You know, John Deere has the incentives they're looking for usually, and, unless their credit's slammed or something, then that's what usually what they're doing. And
right.
If they're not, so, they're doing something else.
Gotcha. So John Deere does finance the customers that come into your store?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then do you ever run into that situation where, you know, they have bad credit and are not able to be financed?
Sure.
Just the reason why I ask is because we work with credit tiers A to D. So, you know, even if it's bad credit or even if the company has ever been in bankruptcy, we're still able to get approvals for them.
Okay.
Would that be something that might interest you if I were to shoot you an application over and you might be able to just keep it on file? That way you don't lose any customers that get denied.
Well, we could. I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, that would probably be a transaction between you and them.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know how much we'd be in the middle of that, but...
So how that would work is just, you know, they do the financing with us, and then we pay you the full amount up front, and then they just make the payments through us.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we would not really be involved from that point forward. If they defaulted,
absolutely.
Then
absolutely.
We wouldn't. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, then that'd be through us.
Okay.
What's a good email for you?
It is ABELL.
ABELL.
At VTTCO.net.
VTTCO.net.
VTTCO. V as in Victor.
Correct. Got it. And then Tom CO.
Yes.
Got it. All right. I'll definitely shoot over an email to you. And, you know, you can feel free to check it out. Check out the websites, reviews, whatever it is. But, yeah, we typically get approvals for, you know, almost anyone.
Okay.
So it's might work out in your favor, too.
Okay. But, very good.
And sorry, what was your name again? I just want to get that right.
My name's Alan Bell. A-L-A-N. Yeah.
Alan Bell. Got it. All right. I will shoot that over to you within the next few minutes, and you know, hopefully get something back from you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.